Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with Kia. Full EV or plug-in hybrid? Go electric with Kia. For more, log on to kia.com.
1850 715 815.
Hello, good afternoon, and you're very welcome to Liveline. And Joe at RT.ie and 51551, wash your hands. Jennifer Kimmel. Jennifer, good afternoon.
Hi, Joe.
It's a difficult, in one sense, it's a very normal subject. On the other hand, for younger years, for parents who haven't spoken to children about, and probably not at the age to talk about sex education or whatever, maybe they should be a little bit careful. But for other parents who have spoken to children about sex education, it shouldn't be an issue. But the context in which it came up is difficult, to say the least. Jennifer, it was your 17-year-old daughter.
Yes.
And what happened?
She went to audition for the Irish National Youth Theatre Ensemble.
Okay.
And when she arrived, she was given a script and told her part in the script and told to act it out. And that was her audition.
Okay.
And the script had really explicit sexual content. But she did it. She acted it out.
Okay.
And then later when she came down to talk to me about it, she seemed really rattled. And I asked her what was wrong.
Okay.
And she told me. And then I had a look at the script myself, and I could not believe what she was told to read.
And was a script unseen in the audition? Okay. She, in other words, she was handed it. She wasn't told beforehand, read the script of Wild Horses and we'll pick a section for you to audition on. She was handed this out of the blue.
She was handed it out of the blue. She didn't even have 5 minutes to look at it before she was to read it. She was handed it and given the role, told to read the part of Joyce.
And in front of who?
Whoever the team was there watching the kids perform
and
to
who,
see whether they would get into the ensemble, and then the other kids that were acting. So she had, there were, I think, three kids in this particular part.
Okay.
Of Wild Horses. So she, there was a boy who was playing her boss, and another girl, I think, who was another superior of hers, and they were meeting with her.
And what it was an audition for the National Youth Theatre, so they're all around the same age, really, 16, 17.
No, the ages for that go from 16 to 22.
16,
so they
22,
might have expected
okay.
a lot of older kids, but it still goes from 16 to 22.
Okay.
So.
And your daughter is 17,
yeah.
And her friend was 16.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, who was on the panel, so to speak, the judging panel?
Well, I don't know the names off the top of my head. Sorry, it's just the writer of this particular piece.
Yeah.
And then I think I don't know, a creative director. And there were three women, including the writer, and then a man who was like a technical guy.
Okay. So your daughter did the piece where she talked. Do you want to take us through it?
It was about someone who was taken to task by her boss
mm-hmm.
for being caught masturbating on a Zoom call.
Okay.
A work Zoom call. This woman thought she was going in to talk about a pay cut when, in fact, she was being reprimanded for this incident.
Mm-hmm. And your daughter, the Joyce was the part she was playing.
Yeah.
Joyce, as you say, she had to read out a number of lines which are very sexual,
to
say the least.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with them in a play, per se, in a context.
But the fact that they were
referring to sex acts being performed on herself.
Yeah.
And the context and what she wears and what she drinks and what she likes when she's doing this and what she uses.
Yeah.
In the warmer months.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
So this would be fine if the kids had written it together as a workshop or something. I wouldn't really bet an eye. I would think, well, kids talk about sex, whatever. But they were given this as a way to audition by a crowd of adults that somehow thought it was appropriate. You know, this was my issue, with no consent.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they should have been forewarned at least to say, right, okay, I'll read this, you know, or I don't know, I'm pretty uncomfortable with this, I'm not going to use this for my audition. But they weren't given that opportunity.
Okay, and then this, her 16-year-old friend...
Yeah, I can't speak for...
No, I don't want to speak for them. We have the piece that she was asked to read out.
I don't know who had to read the other piece.
Oh, okay.
My daughter had to... I don't know. Can I read this line?
Yes.
On national radio.
Well, I've already asked people who younger children who they haven't spoken to about sex education in the car that they probably are not in the car, in the kitchen, the home, the walk, or whatever you are at the minute. Maybe they shouldn't hear it. But for parents who have talked to their children about sex education, yes, they can. Yes, I think they can. Go ahead, Jennifer.
So the line of Joyce, the last line that Joyce had to perform was. In my home at 7:30 every night, I light a cinnamon candle, pour myself a brandy, take off all my clothes, and rub my clitoris until I climax. And in the warmer months, I use an ice pop. So this was what my daughter was to read to audition for Irish Youth Theatre, Irish National Youth Theatre Ensemble. And she did it. She read it out.
Was there much more to read?
There were different parts of the play. Now she didn't have the other. I don't even know if I can read out another bit that other kids were asked to read. But it was between two men and what they were doing, or what was happening with a crazy woman at a party. Yeah, my daughter didn't have to read that part. But
So what do you want to happen now, Jennifer?
Well, what I told. The director, when I rang, was that I think that every child that auditioned should be apologized to and explained that this shouldn't have happened and that it was, boundaries were crossed. And, they should just, every kid should be addressed. I was told that the kids who make the cut, that they will talk about it with them
the first day that they
all meet. But what about the kids who don't get in? They're just going to be left wondering if perhaps they weren't sexy enough or, I think each young person that was there, that they should address, that the National Youth Theatre should address it with each young person that was there. Because we're always talking to our kids about sexual boundaries and healthy sexual boundaries, and how young people should treat each other. And then they go to something like this, and adults hand them a script like that. With no prior warning, no chance to consent. It's just not on.
But the actor in the play, as auditioned by your daughter, was talking about a consensual act on herself, obviously.
Yeah.
There wasn't. There was no force involved, or
in the play. No, but. Mm-hmm.
All right, Owen Doyle is director of the Youth Theatre of Ireland. Owen, good afternoon.
Afternoon, Joe. How are you doing?
Good. Now, I know you've commented already to the Sligo Champion about this. What happened?
I was just listening to Jennifer there, and I spoke to Jennifer on Friday about this. What normally happens in all of our programs, Joe, is that when we introduce any content to young people, they should be given an opportunity to read it beforehand, to either read something else if they don't like that, or indeed an option not to read anything at all. I suppose this is what should have happened at our recent callback auditions, and it didn't. So I suppose we hold our hands up in relation to that. That should have been what took place, and it didn't on the day. In terms of the audition process, that was, I suppose, the third time we'd engaged with anyone that had been in a callback. There was other auditions and there was an initial application by people where I suppose we would have kind of highlighted that, some of the content that might come up in the audition process might be a little bit, it might be outside of what they've normally do in youth theatre. We didn't obviously highlight the specific content, which we absolutely should have. We hold our hands up about that. And that's what does happen in all of our other programs. And then the audition on the day that Jennifer's talking about, that was a 3-hour workshop. And that was one element of the workshop. So, there was lots of other work that went around it. But, I 100% hold our hands up around. We should have given those people those options that we normally do. I suppose we have 40 years experience in this area of working with young people and supporting young people's creativity and running the National Youth Theatre as well. That's what we normally do. It's what should have happened on the day.
And I don't know the play, but I know it's got very good reviews by Kira Elizabeth Smith, yeah. Wild Horses, and it has been performed nationally, so to speak. But I presume it's a play of a duration of, what, 60 to 90 minutes? I don't know. Tell me, 60...
That piece specifically was created... Like, the young people got to read the piece in its entirety because it was intended as a short piece. I'm not sure exactly where it was performed either now, Joe.
No, but why was that section important to audition, to use in the audition?
Well, they read the entirety of the piece. So that the line is like what is one part of the entire piece, yeah.
But Joyce didn't know that the daughter, who's Jennifer's daughter, was reading Joyce, so to speak. We're getting our literary references all over the gaff here at the minute. But anyway, she was reading the part of Joyce, nothing to do with James Joyce, of course, and. Yeah. But she wasn't at all warned that one thing you have to say is that you do engage in a sexual act with yourself.
Yeah, absolutely. And like, she should have been, like, you know, like, I'm not like trying to, like, I'm trying to hold her hands up and say that absolutely she should have been given access to that piece beforehand to either kind of say, yes, I'm happy to read it, or I'd like to read something else, or in fact, I don't want to read any of those pieces. That is what happens in our programs normally, and it should have been what happened here. I suppose it is one small part of the entire audition process. Like, but it is a part we got wrong.
Oh, but there are other sections now, Jennifer.
Yeah,
Jennifer.
Yeah, there's another section between two men called Luke and Barry. And one of the lines was, before I knew what was happening, the lad was out and I was absolutely drilling into her, and I'll leave the last word out. So you might have warned the kids that there might be some sexual content in things they do, but really, what place does a line like that have an audition for young people, for Irish National Youth Theatre?
Sorry, you're looking for a response, is it?
Yeah.
I'm not going to speak to the content.
Because that's the issue, isn't it?
So, I'm not really clear. I suppose you said you didn't really have an issue with some of the content, but just how it was introduced. So I'm a little bit unclear about what...
I made it very clear that my issue was with the content.
Sorry, that isn't... I suppose when we had a conversation on Friday...
Yes, we did.
That wasn't part of the conversation I had with you on Friday. I suppose it did come up, but I suppose the main issue was around how it was introduced. So I suppose we absolutely, as I said there...
I made it clear to you, why was it even introduced?
All the content that was used on the day was by the writer that we have commissioned for the National Youth Theatre. So that's why
has a job, yeah?
Yes.
Mm. And what's your point, Jennifer?
So I guess I just really misunderstood what Irish National Youth Theatre was about. Because I'm a guest. I just don't even know, of all the works you could use. And sexual content, you know, I don't have an issue with sexual content as such, but I tried to look up the last line I just read so that I could see if it was the same writer, and all I could find were links to porn. You know, I mean, this is... What merits does that work have? I could see adults acting it out, or if the kids wrote this play together and they talked about the Zoom call, but what... I just don't understand how it could have been decided that this had a place in an audition for young people.
Yeah, and I suppose, as I said on Friday, I suppose I take that point on board, yeah.
And what about the kids that were to read these lines? Are you going to say anything to them, or...?
I have contacted every young person that attended a callback audition and addressing this issue.
It's funny, I haven't heard anything. My daughter hasn't heard anything.
That went out today, so it is there.
Okay.
So all young people have been contacted in relationships, because like, it is something we take seriously as an organisation, Joe. So like, and I acknowledge that, like,
it should, because one of the major aspects on any organisation's governance now is child safeguarding, and you have a section of it on your own website. In fact, it's on the front page of your website.
Absolutely.
Have you read it?
Sorry, the child safeguarding thing.
Yes.
Yeah, of course I have. Yeah.
So like, what do you make of asking? And it's an audition. I know there's no forcing going on, but people audition in the hope that they will get a part or whatever.
Yeah.
And the nerves and the as you say, there was no issue. There was no issue of her doing a homework beforehand because she wasn't given the script beforehand. Isn't that mm-hmm. correct? Okay.
So she wasn't. No. And no, listen, okay. I said to you, that's how we work normally. And that's how I suppose we've worked over 40 years as okay. an organisation.
We've kind of good back record. I know that, and that's why it's a learning process for everybody, I think,
yeah.
what Jennifer's brought up. But she's 16.
Mm-hmm.
Were you aware of...
My daughter's 17.
17, sorry. Was there a 16-year-old there as well?
Yes.
Okay. Were you aware of... They were under 18. Were you aware of the age zone?
Yes, we were, yeah.
And were you aware of parental consent?
Yes.
And to what age does it apply in the National Youth Theatre?
In terms of the content, I suppose in terms of content used at kind of auditions, was as this is like, you know, we picked content that the artistic director and the artistic and creative team alongside the Youth Theatre Ireland team felt was best represented the writer that was going to be working on the National Youth Theatre. Do you know, we have huge lessons to learn from this.
Was the play the play that was going to be performed?
No. These are sections from the writer's work. Yeah.
So the play wasn't going to... I thought that Jennifer's daughter and the other young people were auditioning for this play.
No, sorry. So the works that were used at the audition process were excerpts from, or like in this case, in the piece that Jennifer's daughter read, like the entirety of a piece written by the writer. So what happens now is as the ensemble cast has been chosen from the audition process, and they develop work based around themes created by the young people. And
but
then
they
the
will
writer
never. But the intention is not that any of the young people that were chosen for these parts after these auditions in Sligo, there's no intention that any of the young people would ever perform those parts outside of performing them in front of you and three other people.
No. Like the pieces that the National Youth Theatre next year will be the work created by the ensemble.
How many adults were in the room during this? I mean, people over 18.
Four.
And who were they?
There was myself, there was the writer, there was the artistic director of the National Youth Theatre production and our producer.
I didn't hear that you were there, Mr. Doyle. But why was this piece chosen for kids to audition with?
Like that's a discussion like I'd have to have with the I suppose the artistic team.
Oh,
around,
you haven't
around
had that
us.
Yet, no? This has been going on for weeks.
I have
now.
Had that. I have to go into this in more detail. But I suppose
right. They, so the kids were asked to read sexually explicit material to audition, so that you could weed out which kids could perform it to an acceptable level for your creative team.
No, that's an assertion that you've made a couple of times.
Right. Well, I mean,
like,
why in the world
untrue.
Would it be there then?
These are excerpts from the writer,
right.
And like I suppose, and they were the ones that were chosen by, I suppose, the artistic team and the team in Youth Theatre Ireland.
Oh, so you weren't aware of it? No.
Sorry?
You weren't aware that this is what they were going to use?
I was aware on the day because that was, I suppose, I was only with the organisation a couple of days and auditions had happened the previous weekend when I wasn't in post. So
you're going to keep this team, are you?
Sorry?
You're going to keep this team. You think
yes.
they make good choices for what
yes,
they're going to do
gonna
with
keep
kids?
The team. Yeah, I've expressed all this to you already.
But Owen, are you saying you only started the job? Sorry, I was unaware of that.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah, so it just like you know, it's not kind of trying to deflect anything at all. But it's just like there had been auditions that happened.
And did any of the four adults and that were listening to this? Did any of them say, "Hang on a minute, lads, or lassies, or whatever"? If you read our Safeguarding Children, we say we work with young people aged between 12 and 25. The largest cohort is currently between 14 and 18.
Yeah.
Were there any 14-year-olds in the room?
No. You have to be 16 years or plus to attend the National Youth Theatre.
Okay, even though you say your largest cohort is within the 14 to 18, that's in your child safeguarding statement.
Yes, for our other programmes. I suppose our National Youth Theatre is one element of the programme of work of Youth Theatre Ireland, yeah.
We are fully compliant with Children First Act 2015, the Protection of Welfare of Children 2017. But it's not the bizarre, the the weird thing that these are young people who were asked to perform this these sexually explicit lines. Well, it's a part. It weren't just in a play. For a play that they were never going to perform to any other adults apart from the four adults on the stage, I'm sure are well qualified. Isn't that weird?
Isn't that
no one said, hang on a minute, lads, I'm a bit queasy about this.
Yeah, I suppose the artistic team chose those pieces because they felt it best reflected, I suppose, the writer's work who would be working with the young people. Do you know, I absolutely take on the point that about the kind of particular lines that have been highlighted here and, you know, and how they are introduced or used at all with young people.
The whole play was about a young woman masturbating to a Zoom call and being reprimanded by her boss. I mean, it's not just one line. The whole play was sexual.
Well, I wouldn't agree with that point that the entirety of the piece is sexual. I don't know the value of kind of getting into the details of it here.
I can if you want, because it's all right here.
If Owen, is it fair to say now? By the way, given the importance of theatre at the moment and in general and the pandemic, nobody Owen wants to undermine the National Youth Theatre of Ireland. Nobody at all. It's really important and done great work over the years. But there's other stuff in the play. There's other stuff that's Jen referred to one piece and she didn't finish. I know why she didn't finish it, because it's very sexually explicit. But in your first, under the guidelines that you've had the National Youth Theatre have for young people, dealing with young people, and given that you deal with young people, guidelines are very important. The first risk identity, do you know what it is, Owen? I don't want to do a quiz, but the first risk identified in your own guidelines on your website in terms of risk assessment. The first one is, and we're not going to turn it into a quiz, but the first one is risk of harm not being recognised by Youth Theatre Ireland personnel. Now, was the risk of harm not recognised in that case?
It was determined that the content was like appropriate for the audition process. There was a range of content that was used in the audition process. There was obviously these pieces that were of a sexual nature, right? There should have been the option where people had an opportunity to read other pieces that we had available to us to utilize on the day, you know, and that wasn't there.
Did anyone complain?
We've had one complaint, from Jennifer.
From Jennifer. No, did anyone complain on the day?
No, nobody did. And, I suppose I understand why, asking someone that maybe if they're uncomfortable in the moment, they feel they can't maybe point that out. Now, we would have raised that point at our kind of initial kind of workshops with young people to say that, you know, you absolutely can do that. But, I understand why a young person wouldn't do that live in the room, that they might feel a little bit intimidated.
Why wouldn't you even said that on the day, though?
This was done in the initial when there was an initial online meeting. They would have been told about the process of the National Youth Theatre casting, what it would entail, and what they could do within that process as well. So it was that information would have gone out via an online session to all the participants that, like, you know, they did have an option to kind of, like, you know.
But it didn't go out in this case.
In this case and on that day, it did do that beforehand. You know, it did, like, in the initial. So there was three stages to the National Youth Theatre process. Yeah. There was the online session. There was the application process. The young people opted to apply. There's an online session where we highlight what the audition process is going to look like. There's an initial workshop and a callback workshop. So in that initial call, they would have been told about the process of the entirety of the casting process, what that could look like, and people could raise questions or concerns they had
almost pornographic material to audition for a place in the ensemble.
People were not told exactly what was going to be utilised in the audition, and that is absolutely something we hold up our hands about, and we should have addressed better, and we will do that better. Do you know, and I suppose that's, like, you know, I'm going to be looking into that. You know, but I suppose just to highlight that's how the process goes And like, this is, I suppose, this is a mistake. It's a big mistake. I acknowledge that. But in terms of kind of the entirety of the process, it was one element. And in terms of an organization that has 40 years experience of working and supporting young people's creative vision in this country, I suppose it is a problem. I acknowledge that. But it is also, I do point to our own track record as an organisation of supporting creativity in young people, supporting the creative voice of young people, and addressing issues that young people express through youth theatre.
Oh, I know that young people would talk about sex in youth theatre.
Yeah.
Because young people do talk about sex. And if the young people created this material, it would be an entirely different matter. And you say you've been in business 40 years, you do great things for kids, and I agree. Which is why I guess I had such high expectations.
And Jennifer, is it your contention that harm was done to your daughter?
Harm was done. No, I don't think harm was done because I can speak with her about it. Now, I think she's always going to wonder if she didn't, had she taken it better in stride, that maybe she would have been able to get a place, but I guess it's a lesson for her.
A lesson to what end?
That, she could have said, look, I'm not going to read this. You know, she'll know next time. She'll know that she may be given scripts that have explicit content that she doesn't want to read. She'll just have to take this as a life lesson. I think that the other young people who are involved should be contacted.
To clarify, all young people that participated in the callbacks have been contacted.
Yeah, you told me before that it would be the kids that got in.
And what did you say?
Just to clarify, I did not, I suppose that never came up in a conversation with you that I had on Friday.
The only person
that needed clarification on that was an anonymous complaint that came into the organisation. So I don't know the conversation you and I had on Friday, that was never said.
And what did you do? What did you do with the complaint, with Jennifer's complaint? You got it on Friday.
Yes, so I suppose we start,
Wednesday.
So we've contacted all of the young people that attended the callback auditions. We contacted them today.
You haven't contacted my daughter.
Okay.
The reason we have...
And what have you said to them, Owen?
Well, I can give you a synopsis of it here, Joe. So I suppose I acknowledged that some people had, there was material in it that some people had concerns at reading, that I suppose I apologised for if the content upset any of the young people in any way at all. I talked them through about what normally happens when in our programmes about how we introduce content, like I've already spoken to you about. And I said that we as an organisation definitely should have been more mindful about introducing new content in audition. And I suppose I apologised again. If the parents or guardians wish to discuss it with me further, they obviously can get in touch with me again. And I look forward to seeing everybody at different Youth Theatre Ireland events.
Who have you told that you've received a complaint of this nature?
In our team and stuff, I suppose the chair of our board is aware, at the moment. But I'll be updating the entirety of the board at our next board meeting.
Is Tusla aware?
Tusla's not aware, no.
Why aren't Tusla aware?
I suppose we didn't feel there was a need to, but at this point.
Because your second governance in terms of child safety says, one was risk of harm not being recognised by Youth Theatre. That's obvious, you didn't see any risk of harm there. The second one was risk of harm not being reported properly and promptly by Youth Theatre Ireland personnel.
So you
were told by a parent last week, I am deeply upset about the sexual reference my 17-year-old daughter was made read out in front of children or other young people of the same age and in front of four adults. And it would strike me that at least you should write a letter to Tusla and say, how should we proceed? We want Tusla to know. It says risk of harm not being reported properly and promptly by Youth Theatre personnel. And then you mention, this is number two, not number 42, all personnel are provided with procedures for the reporting of child protection or welfare concerns to Tusla, including information on the role and responsibilities of the designated liaison person and mandated persons. Who is the designated liaison person in the National Theatre of Ireland, Youth Theatre of Ireland, for child safety?
That's going to be myself and our youth. That work is done between myself and our child welfare protection officer.
And who is that?
Sorry?
Who is the child welfare protection officer?
Oh, we have our child protection web officer is Louise Holian, who'd be up to date on this as well. He'd be up to date on this, so she would know about it.
And as she said, we should write a letter to Tuusla.
Well, I suppose the responsibility for that lies with me. So I'll be dealing with that. I suppose there's processes that we're following internally in the organisation in terms of kind of acknowledging this and moving it forward before we kind of contact Tuusla or do anything like that. So there is, like, you know, I suppose in terms of kind of following our own processes, we absolutely are at the moment.
Risk of harm not being reported properly and promptly by Youth Theatre Ireland personnel. Prompted, yeah. You put in those words, I didn't.
Yeah, absolutely. And I suppose
Were you asked about this at the interview process, Owen?
What do you mean?
Were you asked about child safety at the interview?
Yes.
Yeah, in detail?
Yes, I don't know what amount of detail you're looking for, though.
Well, did they say, have you read our child safety policy?
Yes, that would have come up, of course, and I have read it, yes, do you know. Ultimately, Joe, this is a mistake that we hold our hands up about. We are absolutely following the...
Would it be possible that in the past children have read inappropriate material that we're unaware of?
Well, I obviously can't speak to that, but I suppose what I can speak to, Joe, is that we have 40 years' experience of working with young people, and we don't have... This has never been a complaint, to my knowledge, that has come up before.
Okay.
We support young people. I suppose you're asking a question, so I suppose I should have the opportunity to respond to it. So, we support young people in kind of addressing any issues that they want to raise through youth theatre, you know, and, like, sometimes, though, the content can be of a sexual nature, it can be about gender identity, it can be about any number of things that
you see. Like, as you said, that's issues they raise.
Absolutely. Absolutely. But it's the four adults, or whoever decided that.
It wasn't Jennifer's daughter or our 16-year-old friend or anyone else that raised these issues. It was whoever decided that they should read out these pieces, explicit pieces, in front of their confreres, so to speak, and colleagues and four adults.
Yeah, and ultimately they should have been given the options as indicated, you know.
Knowing that they would never perform it publicly.
Yeah, they should have been given the options that I stated already, that they should have been given an option to opt out. They should have been given that or given it beforehand. They absolutely should have been, you know, and we acknowledge
that. There's other issues as well about report. Diana, your point, please. Sorry for holding people. 1850-715-815. Go ahead, Diana.
Hi, Joe. I'm just listening to the whole conversation, and I hear him constantly saying we have 40 years experience, but it's very apparent to me that Owen himself doesn't have 40 years experience. I can appreciate it's an artistic venture. I work in art. I'm a very outspoken woman. I deal with female genitalia in my own work. I'm also a mum of a teenager, and if my child was exposed to that, I would have gone through them for a shortcut. I think that woman is being extremely gracious in the way that she's speaking to him. I'm actually shocked at how he's dismissing and being so dismissive of her concerns. The first thing that I would have wanted him to do was find out who chose those passages and whether they had a history of choosing those kind of passages before and what exactly their agenda was. I mean, I've been a 16-year-old girl, much so I'm a really outspoken woman. I would have just read the line as a 16-year-old girl and I would have gone home in tears. And, you know, a lot of kids that are in creative activities, some of those kids, they come from difficult backgrounds or they've had challenges. And, you know, it sounds to me almost like grooming. I'm not saying it is, but it sounds like it. And I would be really concerned about why that passage was chosen. It was irrelevant to the piece. These are children, regardless of how this person sees them. These are children, and they're dropped off there by their parents in good faith, or they make their way there. And my own child is towering over me, but I have to remember all the time that I'm dealing with a child, and if he brings up concerns, that's absolutely fine. I'll address anything at all. But Even as his mother, I wouldn't have brought up those subjects because I don't think my child would have been comfortable with them. And I certainly wouldn't have brought them up in such a sensitive and difficult situation where, firstly, these kids are competing for a place. And so they're already stressed and under pressure. And they're doing it in front of these adults. I mean, I don't think you really understand how disturbing this sounds to me as a parent. And as I said, I'm a very outspoken woman. I can talk about anything sexually. It doesn't bother me in the slightest.
Okay,
you know what I mean? But being a parent is a different hat to wear, Diana, and an adult.
Okay, stay there. Aisling, do you want to reply to Diana's point?
Yes, I'm just going to firstly say that I think you've thrown her a very, very dangerous term there. You mentioned that's kind of calling misuse of that word.
It's
undermining Owen's integrity. In
his new position. Okay,
we don't know that because we don't know the history of the person who chose those words, and we don't know what their agenda was, because as this person Owen has said, he doesn't even know who chose the word, and he hasn't looked into their history. So actually, I think we need to be very open about this, and we need to raise concerns
about... There was no evidence.
I need to
get a better line for Aisling, and I need to take a break. 51551 my turn.
Talk to Joe on 1850-715-815.
And Joe at RT.ie. Jennifer Kimmel's daughter, who's 17, Jennifer is in Donegal. She auditioned with the National Youth Theatre to get a place on a course, I presume. The auditions took place at a hotel in Sligo. The young people involved, who were aged between, as far as I know, 16 and 22, were given a piece to read and different parts to read. Jennifer's daughter was given the part of Joyce, a young woman in this play. And in this piece, she talks about performing sexual acts on herself in great detail. And there's other parts as well, which some people... Anyway, Jennifer pointed out she found difficult. Aisling, sorry, hopefully that's a better line.
Aisling
O'Carroll and Kerry. You're listening to Beryl and to Jennifer.
Yes.
And to Owen.
Yeah, no, and I just want to jump to Owen's defence here because I think his integrity is being undermined quite significantly, and that's not fair. I mean, we have to remember that the age of consent here in Ireland is 16. I mean, I think that the two mums are being a little bit naive if they think that their daughters have never, ever heard of this sort of thing before. And it's part of the arts. I mean, I used to manage opera singers in the UK, and they had to sign nudity clauses, they had to do auditions in the nude, everything like that. If they want to be actors, this is part of the job.
What's a nudity clause?
If you just have to say that you're okay to be naked on stage.
So these kids weren't given any kind of clause?
Yes, no, but Owen
so is my daughter.
Owen has held his hands up and said that the approach to the audition should have been different. He's admitted that there was fault there with that. But I think this is being spun so out of control.
Do you think?
Absolutely. I've been in audition processes myself, had to read out things like this all of the time. If you're not able
when
to do
you
it,
were
you're not
17
meant to be
years
an actor.
Old.
Yes,
at Irish National Youth Theatre. Yeah,
not at that particular company, but at a bigger one actually over in the UK. So,
Then, Joe, can I just come in there?
I
think that maybe we're highlighting what is going on in these places, and maybe there needs to be a little bit more supervision and jurisdiction over it. But I'm appalled at what I just heard. And firstly, I'd like to say that I think Owen is a bit of a fall guy for this. And I think the chairman of the board should be in there talking to you. Also, the people who attended the audition, they should be questionable as well. And Owen mentioned the process of the National Youth Theatre casting. And I don't think at any stage in that process were those young people prepared for that piece of artwork that they were reading. Also, the adults there did a huge disservice to those young people. And I have to agree with Jennifer that it was totally inappropriate. I am absolutely... arts are part of my life, and I love them, and I think they're very huge part of everyone's life at the moment. But I think those young people would have been so disheartened, and of all the pieces of script that are out there, this is totally appalling. And that young girl, Jennifer's daughter, must have been in total shock afterwards. I mean, there's no need for it. And when I first heard it, I couldn't believe the leniency that you were showing towards Owen. I was saying there is no excuse. Thank
just,
you, Joe.
I'm just trying to be fair. But Owen, did your child protection officer, you've named her as Louise Holian, did she read this piece before it was given to the young people?
No, it would have been the creative team. And,
why did the child protection officer not read the piece?
Well, I'm looking into that now, Joe, because obviously these callback conditions started before I came into post, and then I kind of picked them up. So, we are doing all those checks internally in the team now, looking at how this happened and why it happened. I am absolutely, we are holding our hands up. This should not have been how this took place. I don't know how much clearer I can be that with anyone that's on with you there. We take very seriously the complaint from Jennifer. We take very seriously how we should be introducing this type of content if young people wish to have that introduced in their workshops. So, but in terms of kind of the
The young people didn't have a choice now. Oh, no, let's be clear about this.
Joe, I don't know how many times I've had to say I
didn't have a choice. So don't be.
You're right.
Conflating it with young people in workshops saying, can we talk about masturbation? That's not what happened.
No, that isn't what happened. That isn't what happened. You're right. And I've said that at least three or four times.
Sarah needs Sulawan. Sarah, good afternoon.
Hi, Joe. I'm 17 and I constantly listen to the radio, and all I hear are older people having conversations about young people that just don't involve young people and have little involvement from young people. I've worked in the arts since I was a very young child, and I just feel like Ireland's conservative opinions of sex are just blocking a safe space for education being developed. Artistic spaces are where, we should be learning about realistic views of sex, not just everything that the internet is constantly spewing towards us through, pornographic imagery and everything else. We need to be able to embrace and not demonize sex for young people. This sounds, the people who are talking about this make it seem like such an atrocity that masturbation was ever spoken about to children, but newsflash, your children are masturbating, your children are having sex, your children are talking about sex. It's so scary as a young person, and especially a young woman, to be able to embrace one's own sexuality and be able to talk about sex or anything. These people, your children, will have sex or are having sex, and the fact that you're acting so scared about it when we really should be putting focus in the arts. There are real dangers with young people and pressure and sex in the arts, and young people who are male, female, anything else that we're not talking about, and instead we're getting caught up on the fact that masturbation was mentioned in an audition script. Now, while people should have been told that they had the right to opt out of that, 110%. But we need to work then on educating our children about consent, and they don't have to consent to all of that in the media or all of that in audition workshops, and we need to work on that. But saying that the problem here was the sexual script is bonkers.
No,
Jennifer. Problem. I said that it was being given to people without them consenting. But yeah. I agree with you, and I have no problem with my daughter working with the other kids and coming up with a script just like that, maybe. But it was given to her on the spot to read in front of adults to get a part in the Irish Youth Theatre. Ensemble.
Owen has apologized for that.
Right, so I think, I'm sorry, was it Sarah, the young woman that was speaking? This was my point. It has to do with boundaries, it has to do with consent. My daughter doesn't have an issue with masturbation, I have no issue with masturbation, but it was the way the whole thing was set up. And so maybe the kid, like I was saying, maybe it could be a lesson. You said there's dangers in the arts, and maybe this is one of them, where you feel that you're forced to do something that you want to. She really wanted that part in the ensemble, so she read that script, but she didn't want to. Okay. And this was my point. So we agree with each other.
I
suppose I agree with that point as well. That we absolutely should not have introduced that without working with young people prior to it. We should not. And I don't want that message being confused.
You've said that, Owen. You've said that clearly. But I'm baffled that you have a child welfare officer. It is a full-time job.
Well, no, listen, the responsibility for all of this lies with me. Not I'm the director of the organization.
For 40 years.
Okay, well, Joe, I have over 20 years' experience working with young people in youth arts.
No, I'm sure you have loads of experience, but part of your defence, Owen, at the start, it's part of your defence introduced by you, because I was unaware of it, was that you're only recently in the job.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
That's the point I'm making.
Yeah, no, you're right.
I'm sure you're well qualified.
I didn't want to bring that up because I don't think that's important, you know, in some ways. You know, like, I think it's what's important
but
here.
You're saying it every now and again as a defence. I came in the middle of this process.
I suppose I said it once. It kind of came out. It wasn't something I intended on bringing up, but then you brought it up three or four times.
I didn't bring it up three or four times. Zara, you mentioned the point that in the arts world, and the world has changed in the last, from the Me Too movement, I know Aisling said opera singers were made sign a nudity clause. That struck me as odd from the get-go. I presume they ask you, can you sing first before they say, can you take off your clothes? But Zara, you said in the arts world, people have to be very cognizant of, and it's happened in the I'm sure you're following it, Zara, the whole issue of female comedians in Ireland being treated badly, invariably by men in management or fellow. How big an issue is it, Zara? Are people much more conscious of it now? I know you're very young, but were people much more conscious of it now in the new world we're living in? Where, for example, in normal people, they hired, which I hadn't heard before, they hired an outsider, so to speak, whose specific role was to make sure neither of the two lead actors, when they were involved in scenes of a sexual nature, were made do things they did not want to do. I'm sure you're aware of that whole role. And so normal people were very, very conscious of it. So I'm saying, how prevalent do you think it is in the arts world that women, young women especially, might be open to misbehaviour by others?
I think it's important that we open the conversation. It's not just directed towards young women, because obviously anyone can be sexually influenced or assaulted. So I think that's really important that we say that first and foremost. But also, I think no matter how much we've made all these improvements, we still haven't made enough. And the fact that, most of my friends who are also in the arts have been in situations, whether it's in an audition or whether it's in something else, where you're actually in a situation where you feel like you're in a lot of danger. And I feel very sorry for the woman who is speaking as a Jennifer, and how her daughter was, and she didn't feel as if she could say no to not doing that script. But I think this is where we need to, Owen, normal people, we had this person who could regulate if there was consent or not, but why aren't there people instilling that in schools and telling people that consent isn't just a during sex thing? It's a, if you're not comfortable with this material, you don't have to read it, or if you don't want to say this, you don't have to. Women, especially young girls, are from a young age being taught to people please. So when you're in the situation of the audition room, or when you're in a classroom, you're taught that is the way you win people over. But I think we need to go home, and if you're listening to the radio and have a daughter, you need to teach your daughter or your son that they don't need to people please all the time. Mm-hmm. And especially people of a young age, because I heard someone say it to Owen multiple times, that the National Youth Theatre had, 40 years of experience. Oh, but he didn't have 40 years of experience. You don't, years do not equal intelligence or eloquence or knowledge, and they never will. Someone could be just as sufficient as someone else who has done something for a month than a year.
And I think there's been, rightly so, Zara, there's been an incredible amount of empowerment that has gone on in recent years, especially for women and young women, which is really important. Owen, were the auditions recorded?
No.
Okay. And the lines that Jennifer has referred to, and there's more, as I say, What were you looking for in those lions? What were you looking for in the performance of those lions artistically?
I suppose we weren't looking for a performance in any one particular lion at all, Joe. It's about how people engage with writing that was created by the person we've commissioned to write the National Youth Theatre. So I suppose we weren't looking for anything in any particular line. And in terms of when we cast, like how people read a script is like a very minor element of youth theatre practice. It's an element we should include and do include in an audition process. I've acknowledged that we should have done better than that.
Well, was it not the final blow for Jennifer's?
No, not at all. Sorry, to clarify.
Well, Jennifer's daughter have other stuff to do. She did the workshop, did she?
There was a 3-hour workshop. Okay. And I suppose the script reading took up approximately 45 minutes of the entire 3 hours. So the casting process is based on the entirety of the young person's participation in the audition process.
Okay.
So how they interact and work with others in the group around different exercises, how they kind of read, like how they read the script is a tiny element of it. Working in youth theatre practice is about kind of working as a collaborative to create work. So that's where we put the focus on young people.
Yeah, and learning from it and developing from it and growing from it.
Yeah. And like I absolutely appreciate where this complaint is coming from. I think like we appreciate where it's coming from. It's not how we operate. This was a mistake. It was also one small element of a much larger audition process where
there's 45 minutes on. I don't want to split hairs, so to speak.
Okay. Well,
Teresa's inkle there. Your point, please, Teresa.
No, sorry.
I will let you come back in.
Yeah, okay.
Teresa, your point, please.
Sorry, Owen. I just have one question, and I think it's a really important question about the whole of this. Why was it that the lady who is looking after child protection for the youth theatre did not read what was going to be asked of those young children to read out? Is that not what she's there for?
The child protection lies with everybody within the team.
I understand that, her role is to protect children.
Everybody's role in the organization
is
to protect children and welfare of young people. The responsibility for everything we do does not lie with one individual.
I understand.
It relies with everybody.
There was an
artistic and creative team with independent contractors who we have great experience of working with in the past and great kind of respect for these people that we work with.
I understand that.
Yeah,
the whole thing is, you know, I mean, and all these people are ultimately responsible for what has happened to that young girl that should not have happened. Everybody's responsible, including the child protection lady who never read the script.
Well, maybe she wasn't told about it. In fairness, is the child protection officer... Owen, is the child protection officer, yes or no, a full-time employee of...
No.
No, okay.
No, right.
Maureen Brennan, your point, please. Maureen, before I take a break.
Hi, so I just completely agree with Dara. It's more about girls not being aware that they can say no, and not just girls, but boys.
Yeah.
And also, that young girl was of the legal age to be reading material like that. So if she hasn't been educated in school or by her parents before legal age, well, then maybe that needs to be looked at more than whether the writing was enough to scratch what people think of it. Because art is expressive.
Yeah, I don't think people were objecting to the writing.
Well, the mother said at the very beginning that she didn't want the writer to be a part of the team anymore, and I don't think that's fair.
Yeah, I don't know if Jennifer stuck on that point, so to speak. I don't think she did.
She made it 2 or 3 times whether Owen was going to keep the team he was working with or not.
Do you think that Jennifer's daughter, she was 17, do you think she should have been able to say no?
She is able to say no, but she should know that she's able to say no, because why are we not instilling in young people that they have rights?
Well, the thing is, I did instill in my daughter that she had to read the script standing there. So she didn't know that last line was there till she got to that last line. And she is educated about sex thoroughly. We have a happy, fun, laughing time about sexual issues in my house. That's not my point.
But also, Maureen, it's now pretty well established in Irish institutions, be they charities, swimming organisations, sports organisations, anything to do with young people, that you must beforehand, it's up to the institution, the power.
But they did approve this writing.
But they didn't say to the young people, by the way, if any of these issues,
They shouldn't have to.
I think in the new world, so to speak, they do have to say, the powerful people have to say, listen, if any of you, you're auditioning for a part, which is a big thing for a young actor, you should be able to say, listen, if you're uncomfortable with any of the stuff, have a quick look at it now. Have a look at it now. If you're uncomfortable with any of it, please
let us know. But why is that not instilled in young people from their education, parents?
Well, it's not.
That you're uncomfortable, you say no.
Yeah, you don't think the organisation that's running this process.
I think it should be instilled in general. It should not be down to one person.
Here, but we are where we are.
Yeah, and that writing was approved, and it was given to a girl of age that was allowed to read it legally. It wasn't given to a 14-year-old or a 15-year-old.
Yeah, but the age of consent, by the way, in the Republic is not 16, it's 17.
It's 17, yeah. And her daughter is 17.
Yeah. And you don't think
by what's going on here. Her daughter is of legal age, that if she wanted to not read that line, she could have said, you know what, no. I'm 17, I can say no, I can say yes.
Okay, Jennifer, why couldn't your daughter say no when she got to that line?
I think that she wanted to get the part.
So she fear? Basically, it wasn't instilled in her from the outside world.
No, darling, it's because she really wanted to be part of the Irish National Youth Ensemble and because she is a sexually open individual.
Well, obviously not, if this is such a big issue.
No, obviously she is, but I think she was concerned that the adults chose this script to give to young people without giving them approval ahead of time.
They
didn't get a chance to read the script and say whether or not they consented.
As a young Irish person of 17, when she got to that line, I'm sure, as an artist, as someone who has been in plays, been in music since I was a child, I am sure if she had turned around to that committee and said, I don't want to read that line, what would their response have been, Owen?
Well, we don't know, do we?
I can tell you exactly what it would have been. It would have been, that's absolutely fine. And that would, like, it would not have affected her chances one way or the other.
So it wasn't sort of test? No. Why was that piece chosen? You know, you say it so that the kids could understand that they're working with this specific writer. So they chose these pieces for kids to audition with.
Yes, because they were the pieces chosen by the artistic team and the youth theatre.
So, Owen, you're telling us that if Jennifer's daughter, the 17-year-old, when she got to that line and she, I don't know how quickly you can read a line, given that she was reading it sight unseen, if she had realised just scanning over the line, insofar as you can, the paragraph that you're to read after the paragraph you're speaking now, if she had realised the content of it and she said, no, I'm not reading this, you would have said, fine, move on.
100%, because
not one of the four of you would have said why?
No, absolutely not. 100%.
Why do you not wish to read that line?
We would have just respected the person's decision to say, no, I don't want to read that line.
You weren't even aware that that's what they had to read.
I was aware. I had read.
So you did approve that.
And alarm bells didn't go off for you, Owen.
No, alarm bells didn't go off for me because I suppose in terms of the content, I don't really have an issue with the content. I have an issue with how we introduced the content or like gave people, young people, an opportunity to opt out of it.
It's important to point out that someone should have said, among other things, from what Jennifer and other people are saying, somebody should have said, listen, young people, or listen, guys and gals or whatever, if have a quick skim over that. If there's anything you're uncomfortable with, say it now, and there's no issue.
That should have happened.
5-1-5-1. Talk to Joe on 1850-715-815.
Charles Gallagher is in Donegal. Charles, you're listening to the discussion.
Yes, I am. And I think it's a very disturbing and kind of insulting to us young people. Like, you have these people that are on, that are over the age of 17, talking about it and saying that it was wrong and stuff. But I have to agree with, I don't know if it was Owen or David, I heard a few names there, but the girl should have been given the option to opt out of it if she wanted to, and she didn't. But I'm not sure if the option was given to her.
No, hang on, Charles. If you're listening, you know the option wasn't given to her.
Right, okay.
Full
well,
stop.
I missed that there. Part.
Okay.
But like, I think,
it was probably said
also,
by someone over 17.
Yeah, well, as a young person who's a young youth advocate, right, I've done a lot of this stuff, especially education, and I think that we need to look at the sexual education reform in secondary schools. I think that is the main point, to be honest, of today, that this young girl felt that this, in that there, like, in such a terrifying way, like, I can't even imagine being on stage and like, having that happen to myself or to a family member of that age. But she was the age of consent at the end of the day, and there's, like, this, to be honest, there's nothing else for it, like...
Yeah, but this, what do you mean there's nothing else for it, Charles? What do you mean?
Well, like, you know, we're, like, talking here about it and everything, and, like, it's all well doing that, but, like, I think it's education. If we want to make a change
it's education reform. But it's stipulated in so many reports at this stage and in law that organisations who work with young people have specific and, in many cases, written down guidelines on how they should work with young people. Now, one of them should surely say, before a young person is asked to stand up and read a piece they've never read before or not given the time to skim over, to say, listen, if to have a quick look at this piece, if there's anything in it that you're uncomfortable with for whatever reason, please let us know. They were not given that choice. Full stop.
100%, Joe. Okay, don't disagree with your analysis there for a second. But, like, you know, I've done plays and stuff myself whenever I was in my younger days in Donegal, and I was always given the option to read my lines the day before or an hour before and made sure that I was okay with everything. And, you know, that young girl, like, my heart goes out to her. I understand she must be terrified, but there are other 17-year-olds and stuff that would have, you know, taken that there, and they would have done it, and they wouldn't have had a bother with it. But I'm not saying that's that young girl's fault. That's her own personal preference.
Okay. Point
you know.
Made, yeah.
Okay,
okay,
she's not terrified. She's fine. She took issue with the fact that she was given this without any offer to read it over first, to give her consent to read it.
Okay.
So she was
disappointed
right.
in the adults in the room. She didn't think it was appropriate that she was given that script to read without giving her consent, and she's 100% right. She doesn't have an issue with the sexual content. She and her friends could probably write the same exact play and laugh over it. It's not what was in...
It was the framework.
It
was the infrastructure.
She was disappointed in...
Okay.
Okay, well, like, I'm just saying, that's not what I've been hearing for the last 20 minutes as I've been listening to the show. It's all been about what that was actually written on the piece of paper given.
No, we've been saying that it is an issue of boundaries and consent, that it was a lesson for her.
Okay, and it's a lesson for the organisation as well. Owen has conceded that. Owen Doyle, the director of the National
I have conceded that, absolutely. And, like, you know, we as an organisation, we do take this very seriously. And I am doing all of the work internally that needs to be done in terms of kind of acknowledging that this shouldn't have happened. Like, you know, like, dealing with everybody involved
but
in decision making.
Well,
cases,
it's my understanding, you know, of your own guidelines. Your own guidelines.
Yeah.
The front and centre of those guidelines are, if there is an issue raised by anyone, in this case it's a parent, and you say someone else anonymously, I don't know what that's about, and neither do you, obviously, right, because it's anonymous, so what can you do with it? But it has been raised by a parent, it has been raised very strongly, you have an obligation under your own guidelines to tell Tusla, promptly.
We are going through all of the internal processes to make sure that we are following all our guidelines before we do anything. So I'm not going to jump the gun on anything. I am going to follow the processes outlined in the document that you've highlighted, Joe.
That guideline
can't be done in 10 minutes. Okay.
You know, I don't think you would have done any of it if I haven't. I don't think you would have. I think you would have just wished to just brush it right under the carpet.
That's your opinion. It's factually untrue. It's untrue, but it's your opinion. You know, and you're entitled.
Yeah, I really
to that,
know.
You know.
Yeah, but you're.
Hold on.
No, and in fairness, Owen, you have a child welfare officer, who part of their job is to establish a liaison with two liaison person or whatever. There is a community, there is a channel already there. You might never have to use it, but there is a channel there. You know who to report it to. You know which office to write to. You know what way to. And like this was last Friday. It's now Wednesday.
Yeah.
Okay. Christina's point to Jen, you keep going off my screen, Christina, but Jen, Christina is saying if your daughter had got the part, you wouldn't be complaining.
No, that's not true. Not at all.
Are you there, Christina? Sorry, I can't see you if you are there on my screen. Are you there, Christina? No, okay. Okay, just answer the point, Jen, if you can. She said if your daughter got the point, you wouldn't be raising the issue.
Oh, no, I certainly would be, yeah.
You would.
And Jennifer's absolutely right to raise the point. And I suppose whether her daughter got a part or not is not relevant to her complaint. Her complaint is valid.
I have two more breaks.
I just want to make a...
Talk to Joe on 1850-715-815.
Hope Dominguez Craddock. Hope, good afternoon.
Hi, thank you for having me.
And thanks for contacting us. Your point, please.
Just that I think a lot of people are going off the topic of this whole conversation, mm-hmm. that the whole point of this whole thing was that this girl in the moment was given no warning whatsoever and she was made do this act in front of four adults, and just the ulterior motive underneath that is just, I think it's just sexualizing young girls, which happens all the time today, as it always has, but I just think everyone's getting off topic, and the topic was that it was in front of adults no matter what age she is.
And you're saying that she should not have been asked to read that out, to perform that part.
No, that's not what I'm saying. Okay. If she'd like to go ahead, that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying that in that moment she was given no warning. And that it was to be performed in front of adults. Like, of course she could have said no, but that also depends on how confident that young girl is as well. The whole point is that there could have been a very strong ulterior motive to that scene.
Yeah, well, we don't know that. You mentioned the whole issue of young women being sexualized and I presume objectified as well. But you also say, now this, by the way, it's not a new phenomenon, but in terms of people standing up to it and the Me Too movement, the empowerment of young women, especially, and women generally, has been tremendous in the last few years.
Yes, that is amazing.
Now, we've still a way to go, obviously,
yes, definitely,
as a society. Okay, Hope, stay there if you wish for a second. Jerry McBreen. Jerry, good afternoon. McBrien, sorry. In County Down.
How you doing, Joe?
You're listening to the debate for the last hour.
Yes, I was driving along in the car and I was listening to the lady talking, first of all, and I said to myself, well, that's a very inappropriate piece of script to be given to anyone who's a young person. I retired last August as a principal of a school. Mm. In retrospect, it was a very clever move on my part because I've missed all the, the COVID stuff. Mm. But and then I was listening to Owen, and I thought Owen was doing a good job there, putting up his hand and saying, yeah, we got that wrong. That was totally out of order. That should not have happened. And then when he said he asked him, had he phoned Tushla? And he said he hadn't. I went, oh, no. You need to contact Tushla, because there's a whole lot of other issues which have come on board in the discussion. Yeah, which are very good about empowerment of young people and empowerment of young girls in particular, and being able to stand up for themselves and able to say, no, I'm not happy with that. But from Owen's point of view, there's obviously a lack of training in child protection. Because I know people say, well, they're the age of consent at 16 and 17. Well, they probably are, but they're also still minors. And been asked to do that kind of script by four adults, I was going, oh, no. That is totally, totally wrong. Owen, you need to contact Tushla. That should have been your first port of call. Phone Tushla, report it to Tushla and say, look, we need more training here. Because obviously what has happened, which he has admitted himself, shouldn't have happened. Now, all the other issues aside, if that had come up in a workshop that young people themselves had done, there was an issue for young people, okay, that's possibly a different argument. But from his point of view and his organisation, they obviously need child protection training.
Okay, back after this break.
Talk to Joe on 1850-715-815.
Apologies, I'm overtime. Joe at rt.ie. Annette Egan produced, Mark Dwyer and sound, Maeve Mooney, our broadcast coordinator, and Ray Darcy's next.